delegation for your responses, and we once again applaud you for the efforts that you're making, especially in regards to setting up a new and specialized court on sexual violence and rape in post-conflict situations. And thank you for revising the Muluku Ayin and abolishing the 35-day statutory limitations. And although you have extended it to 3 months, distinguished members of the delegation, in general, when it comes to a crime against humanity, the statute of limitations does not apply. So I just wanted to remind the distinguished state party about that. But I also acknowledge the fact that you are dealing with a lot of conflicting and nuanced tensions within the criminal justice system. I had also asked you to consider the ways in which technology-facilitated gender-based violence has become rampant within the state party and obviously outside of the state party, which has an extraterritorial element to this. And I hope that you consider revising your domestic violence law, your law on gender-based violence, to include technology-facilitated gender-based violence, especially in line with the new convention, the new United Nations Convention on Cybercrimes, which was supported by Nepal. And then finally, I wanted to talk about the ways in which you can address some of the harmful traditional practices. I understand that you're doing that through policy imperatives, but there are other ways, through education, through media, and through the arts, that you can address these harmful traditional practices, especially the ways in which, in the South Asian community, popular sayings that exemplify the belief that it is, let it be late, but it should be a son, the birth of a son paves the way to heaven, is about the devaluation of the girl child and the son preference. And these myths need to be debunked through all means, not just only through the law. And that also applies to the ways in which Nepal has one of the highest rates of child marriage, despite the fact that you have raised your age of marriage to the age of 20, which is, you know, more than the mandated age of 18 in the CRC and the CEDAW. Thank you.
Thank you very much.